emotions. You leave me breathless with no frustrations. I hold my ears shut. I am a bourgeois
dream. Hello and welcome to Beer Night in San Diego. My name is Cody, and of course you know the other hosts who are here every week. Mike is back, ladies and gentlemen.
I am back.
And of course, Noah's here, ladies and gentlemen.
I really like coming to Mike's house.
The one and only Noah.
Mike's house is so nice. You feel
like royalty.
Well, just Mike pouring you beer. Mm-hmm. What else do you want on a Wednesday night?
Nothing.
It keeps the show moving.
It totally does.
I pour the beers, we keep the show moving.
There are so many times where it's like Cody and I are just yip-yapping too much, and then we're looking over, and it's like, well, Mike's glass is done. And then Cody and I look at each other, it's like, oh, bottoms up, here we go.
Yeah, we got to keep going, we got to keep moving. Mike wants us to move along, we got to keep moving.
Yep, he's ready for the next beer, he's about to crack it open.
But speaking of moving along, it is Beer Night in San Diego, we are back. Ooh. You can follow us on Twitter and Instagram as we get started. Tom is unfortunately not here. But you can follow him at Hoptology, at Tomcast, Popcast, and Amanda_Vision. Mike at Pine of Hoppiness and at A Pine of Hoppiness. Noah at Stop Hop and Roll on Instagram and Twitter. And me at Beer Night and Sandy, Beer Night and SD on Twitter and at Beer Night and Sandy on Instagram. And this week, we are joined. We're doing these in reverse.
We are.
We are joined by, I'm going to say this exact same thing. So you might hear this on a later episode too.
or a previous episode. We don't know.
Depends on how they come out. Just pretend you never heard this before. This week, we are joined by a great friend and an even greater dude. Please welcome to the show our great buddy and Noah's longtime friend, Jason, to Beer Night in San Diego.
My name's Jason. I like to party.
And
Mike's my best friend.
And actually, yeah, we need to change that. Mike's best friend.
Yeah. But Jason is here. We're stoked to have Jason here.
Yeah.
And if you want to hear his story a lot more about him, either the episode before this or the one after this, we'll have that.
Just subscribe.
Or just meet me at Bergeron on any Friday afternoon.
That's true.
I will be there.
I'll tell my story.
I will tell my... No one will stop me from telling my story.
Tell my story.
I'll yell it from the rooftops.
Yeah, I'll be on the cold blocks telling my story.
That's right. So tonight we're going to be doing kind of a quick episode. It'll be a little shorter than normal, even shorter than our new episodes for this year.
Yeah.
But so we have a couple beers to go through. We might talk about some news stories. But first, Mike just opened a brand new can to us. I don't think we've ever had this brewery on the show before.
No, and this is My Yard Live.
I think I'm the only one. I don't know if, Jason, you've been there or had these beers or not.
I have not.
So I might be the only one who's ever had this beer even.
So this is Red Rover. A 5.4% amber ale, and I love the artwork to this. It's on Mars. There's aliens drinking out of party cups from a keg.
Like a keg droid thing.
Yeah.
Or a keg rover.
Yeah.
Perfect.
No, it's keg 2D2.
Hey, there you go.
Hey now.
Star Trek.
Tom will even appreciate that joke.
Oh, God.
But Mike, what happened?
I know you're serious.
What, Mr. Disneyland? Just because you have one lightsaber, dude.
That was Harry Potter.
Gosh. A Spectro Patronum. Petroleum Billy.
So what do you guys think of this beer?
Little
My Yard Live. Amber.
Stoked on this. Easy drinking.
Nice.
Lower alcohol content. The malt is obviously the main thing pushing the flavor in this beer. Really no hop presence, which is what you want for this amber. Yeah, I mean, I know this place is it's a newer spot per se. It was like the old like Marie Callender's or something over there.
It was the old Hometown Buffet.
Hometown Buffet, yes.
Wait, where are they?
Off the 78, right by the City Hall in San Marcos.
Yeah,
oh,
San
wow.
Marcos, yeah.
Off Twin Oaks, where the Hometown Buffet, you can see it from the freeway. Like it's all lit up with string lights and stuff. But it used to be a Hometown Buffet. And when I was in there, I was like looking around like, where were the buffets in here? And I couldn't figure it out.
Hopefully they gutted that place.
Oh, they did.
Could not find the buffet lines.
I do miss Soup Plantation. I will say that much.
Did you see that there's actually a company that bought the rights and the recipes and they're coming back?
Good. Really?
Yeah, there's a place that's opening called like Soup Plantation San Diego.
Really? Huh. I did not know that.
How come that hasn't happened with Pat and Oscar's?
I don't know.
I have dreams about their breadsticks
still.
Well,
because I think they're still doing a thing.
They're close
like,
too?
No,
don't they have one up in
Oscar's?
No, they got in a
divorce.
Fight. Yeah.
I thought they had one up in Temec.
I think there's...
They have one in San Marcos, and that's just Oscars.
I thought there was one in Mira Mesa right next to the movie theater.
We need to rewind.
But I thought they rebranded the company.
Yeah, it's just Oscars.
Oscars, that's what's in Temecula.
Oh, okay.
But you abbreviate it to Mech, and we need to go back to that.
That's because our Patreon supporter, Casey Riley, used to call it Tamek. And it's stuck in my head because he used to say that.
So this is a hip podcast now? We're doing
this is
trendy
hip,
things?
This is the hip place to be, Jason.
We should probably okay.
I like it. Of the words to abbreviate,
right. Tamek.
Temecula. I just don't know if that's it.
Maybe it's not.
Maybe Dirty Tea or something?
Ooh, Dirty Tea would work. They do have that weird, like, 18 and up, like, dance, like, cowboy bar there. I forget the name of it, but...
In Temec?
Yeah. It's called Temec.
It's called Temec, yeah.
No, I forget what it's called. It's something like...
Temec 18.
No, so I pulled this up real quick. Red Rover, My Yard Live, American Amber Ale. It actually won a gold medal at the San Diego International Beer Competition in 2020.
Nice.
So a little award-winning beer. And so you guys are enjoying this? I'm going to look up that 18 and up club in Temecula.
No, please don't.
Send us the
address. I know where Noah and I are going after this.
Yeah, right.
We're going to Temec.
Send us the hours.
What is that place called? Stampede. The Stampede.
Oh.
Because I
went there after the rodeo. Wait. Where?
Yeah, the Temecula Stampede.
I don't remember where I went.
Maybe those are wrong spots. Different
if you're different 18 and up club.
Yeah, right. If you find yourself in the Stampede, you're in the wrong spot.
You're in the wrong spot. You get out now.
Yeah.
Huh. I feel like we're switching up as far as styles. You know, we've usually, you know, gone towards the hoppier offerings and stoked on, you know, oh, hey, we're trying this new HPC 685 hop, or, you know, wow, we've got, you know, Simcoe Cryo in this one. But having a nice amber ale to switch up your palate and keep it guessing, I think is a good move.
Well, so when I was over there, they had a brand new Galaxy hopped IPA that was really good. And nice. I wanted to get a crowler of that to bring for Mike to drink because I know he would love it. So when I asked for the crowler, they had said that they had actually just sold their crowler machine because they had just bought an actual canning machine. So they're like, we're just going to have all of our beers in cans now. And then if you want to take them home, you can do that instead. So
that's exciting.
Couldn't get a crowler at the time. I don't think they're doing that anymore. But the canning line, I guess, is coming very soon. So you'll be able to get like basically every beer in four packs.
That's cool.
So, well, this isn't it. Looks like it came from a four pack.
Well, yeah, I think they're.
Probably
I don't know
limited
how,
at that point.
Yeah, I don't know how they're
oh,
doing it before.
Oh, you're saying. Oh, got it.
Now
got it.
Every
got it.
Beer.
I see what you're saying.
How many are on there?
Crank up the. Gotcha.
How many beers do they have?
Let me look. Let me look.
I feel like when you were there, you were saying that there's a pretty wide selection.
Yeah, they have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14 currently
Holy
on
shit.
Tap.
They're going to can them all?
Well, I mean, I'm probably like the one that I'm talking about is called Space Cadet. It's a West Coast IPA with Strata and, oh, it wasn't Galaxy. It was Strata. Hmm. Strata Idaho 7 and Mosaic.
Well, that is one of the hop stones.
Yeah.
So,
it totally is.
That's what I was trying to bring. And when I asked to get a crowler of it, they're like, oh, you'll be able to get four packs of that soon because we just bought a canning line. So I don't know if they'll can everything, but definitely like their bigger beers, the ones that people are like coming in to get, they'll probably start canning those in four packs. This obviously came from four pack. This might have come from the crowler machine. I don't know. Maybe, or maybe they had Mobile West coming in or something like that.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, it means good things if they're, you know, selling the crowler machine and just, you know, getting an actual canning machine in. That obviously means that there's want for their beer in the, you know, to-go format. So good for them.
Yeah, absolutely. Awesome. I completely agree with you.
Go My Yard Live.
But yeah, the place is cool. Or if you like playing video games, that's the place to be.
I heard it's very kid-centric. There's an outdoor play area.
Yeah, there's like a bunch.
I guess I should say they want it to be a family-focused place.
Yeah, there's a lot. There's a huge outdoor area. Like on either side, there's outdoor areas, and then in the middle of the room is like they have you could like shoot basketball. There's like video games,
that's cool.
And like claw machines. There's a ton of stuff in there. Ton of stuff in there.
Nice.
To do.
It's like Pizza Port. There's always something to do.
Exactly. That's cool. I think they're kind of going for that sort of vibe.
And
like
they have food, too? What kind of food do they have?
The night I went, it was beer only. So
okay.
You could look and see beer what kind food. Of food they have. Yeah.
That's awesome.
Speaking of Pizza Port.
Oh, you're driving. Yeah, so,
man, it's like we've done this before.
Just like Noah said, Mike's moving along quick. He wants to. This actually has the hops on the can, too.
It does.
This have you had one, this one already?
I have had this one.
This is one where we had stopped in there a couple of weeks ago, and I looked up at the sign, and see Summer Oasis IPA. It was like, oh, sweet, a new IPA in cans to go. Nope, coming after we had already left.
Dang it.
It was the following week.
I got lucky. I walked into Holiday, and they had these. They had just arrived. I was able to pick them up fresh from Holiday Wine Cellar.
Nice. I haven't been in Holiday in a minute.
No?
Things are going good over there still?
I think so. Seems like it.
I mean, that's... can art always blows me away. Pizza Port, I mean.
You like seeing it?
Absolutely love it. Just makes me happy.
Yeah, Domo.
You just got a whiff of that.
Yeah, ooh. Did you? You want me to read this one?
You were kind of craving some hops, huh, Mike?
Well, I think we had some.
Oh, baby.
In a recent episode.
Yeah.
Whenever that one may be.
I've been here for weeks. Mike just hasn't noticed me.
The mics have been hot for absolutely an insane amount of hours.
Well, now you're getting the West Coast style, because before this, it was all East Coast.
I didn't remember having a third kid, but yeah.
Daddy, I'm hungry.
He needs a flauta.
There's beer in the fridge.
There's really, Mike's like so stoked to have a beer with his third kid.
Did you clean your room?
No, but try this Imperial IPA out. I heard you like Galaxy Pops. Heard it's one of your hopstones.
Ooh, that does smell good. So again, this is the Summer Oasis IPA, 7.2%, and it is Citra, Mosaic, and Talus hops.
Nice.
Yes, please.
So now you're getting your Talus? West Coast fix. Yeah, Talus. So now you're getting your West Coast fix, Mike.
I am.
Checking all the boxes for
Mike. I'm not familiar with the Talus. Yeah. I think you've mentioned it before.
I want to say we've had some beer with Talus in it before, but it's definitely, you can't sit with us. let's see. We've got some information on it. Flavor Key is showcasing citrus, woody aromatic flavor, and a floral component to it as well.
Last time we had this, you looked it up, and that's exactly it. Yep.
Previously known as HBC 692.
Oh, jeez.
It's from the Hop Breeding Company, joint venture between John Haas and YCH, so Yakima Chief. It is a result of a hybrid pollination of the Sabro and pollination as well. So you kind of get that fruity aroma from the Sabro.
I was almost getting that like herbal aftertaste to it.
Is that like that woody aromatic?
It says the aroma cedar of Talus has been described as intense flavor of citrus, flowers, and wood with grapefruit, stone fruit, oak, coconut, and pine. It says the pine stands out as a great way to make the best Pacific Northwest IPA.
Wow.
Talus.
Pretty cool. So is it from Pacific Northwest? Like, is that where the hop is
I guess it's
technically
HBC is through Oregon State, right?
It's Hop Breeding Company. So, yeah, it will be coming from the Pacific Northwest for sure.
That's cool.
Yeah, and it's
kind of a fun name.
It's on the Yakima Valley website. I'm seeing a lot of information on here, like that you just read from there. So, and I'm surprised I like it as much because the tasting notes straight up say potpourri, and that's one of the hop profile.
It's poopery.
I hate that. Typically.
He literally hates that. He literally hates that.
But I like this beer a lot.
I just like it because it's unique. Mm-hmm. Like it's not the typical handful of. Well, I mean, there's a couple of them in there, but this Talus hop, I think, adds something new into the mix here.
Yeah.
I know it definitely tastes like a pizza port beer, which I mean that in a good way, meaning that's crisp, it's dry, it's a great West Coast offering with newer hops, but also still that classic sea bitterness to it. I feel like that Talus is kind of overpowering that Mosaic, where I usually get like that mixed berry medley with Mosaic, like from Carlsberg Crush, but obviously that's 100% Mosaic beer. But for this, I feel like Talus is really taking the lead and having that woody aromatic and citrus and stuff like that. But yeah, I mean,
a little extra credit in there.
I feel like it's always so fun to just go to Pizza Port, whatever location you go to, because you just know that one, there's going to be good stuff on the board, whether it be their beer or guest offerings. And then just having one of the pies, I mean, goodness.
Beer buddy.
Beer buddies is the way I go.
You can't go wrong.
Yeah.
Like, we're very fortunate and very lucky to have that so close.
Oh, absolutely.
You guys are.
Because I'm not even the new one is not even going to be close to Mike either.
Where's the new one going to be? IB?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's even further, I think.
Yeah.
What's straight that way, though?
You've got Naughty Barrel.
Mexico.
So it'll be good.
Or is it that way, the beach?
The which way?
The
to
beach.
The beach? The beach is that way.
What beach would be straight
that
way?
Are you flexing
way?
On
that's,
us, Mike?
That's yeah. Torrey Pines.
So how come beach. There can't be a Torrey Pines pizza port for you?
Yeah.
I'm holding out hope
mm-hmm.
that across 56, whatever they're building next to and to it, will be something good.
Wait, so where's that? What are you talking about? What right could be going in?
So straight down across 56, there's yep. a bunch of land that's being developed, and it's supposed to be kind of like what they're doing with, you know, the condos over the businesses or like the whole...
Okay.
You mean like how the arbor is? Like first floor will be commercial
yeah.
and then
but
above will be living?
But it's a whole area like that, yeah.
Oh, okay.
So, restaurants.
We came here on the 56.
Yeah.
So I'm trying to think, I'm trying to see what that
you
was.
You wouldn't notice it
okay.
as you drive on the road, but if you see it from different angles, you know it's there.
That's
on both sides of 56 or?
The right side as you were driving
to
here.
To you?
Yeah.
Okay. I mean, yeah, I hope that's something, because
so
we've already talked about
some
that.
Home, there's like some homes going in, then supposedly it's like condos over the businesses.
Okay.
Oh,
it's just
you know what?
Going to be all different shops and restaurants over there.
Yeah, because there's a bike path and I've ridden by it and I've been wondering what they're going to do.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. Now I know where you're talking about at least.
Yeah.
Now I wonder if they'll put it. You think someone would want to jump in there because it's
Port 56.
Yeah, dude.
Let's
this
do
is
it.
Untapped.
Let's believe it into existence.
Yeah,
huh?
Dude, just keep talking
it.
About it. Do it for Mike.
Just will it into existence,
do it for
dude.
Mike.
Isn't that what Oprah says? If you will it, you can will it into existence.
Who says that?
Oprah.
Believe and
achieve. Possibly.
Isn't that whole book she was promoting years ago? The Gift or whatever. Is that what it's called? The Gift.
I'm not sure.
Where like you will something to happen.
Could be.
Yeah. I don't know.
Could be. Could be.
Given.
I'm not up.
Keep
I'm
on
really going. Up on my Oprah.
I'm not a big Oprah person.
Doubt that.
Oh, magazine.
I know you have to look under your seat if you go to see the show live.
Yeah, you might have an iPod or Dustbuster under there for you.
My iPod
grabs,
shuffle.
Mike yeah. grabs the gift.
Love
and
one
then
of
just
those.
Dips.
Yeah. All right, I'm out.
All right, catch you later. Thanks. Thanks, Ellen. I mean, Oprah, whatever.
Ellen's done.
Oh, yeah, she's canceled, huh?
Yeah, she got canceled. It's crazy.
Talk about getting canceled.
Jeez. I mean, she's done a lot.
No. I think she's got plenty of money. She'll be fine.
She'll be all right.
Oh, oh, is that what you, oh, I was yeah. like, I wasn't even paying attention to what happened.
No. Oh, you didn't even hear about that?
No.
Oh, well, it's true.
There's a lot.
Yeah.
Okay. She has a lot. Doesn't matter.
Yeah. She'll be fine. Did you guys get the Pizza Port, is it Alvarado collab?
Yeah.
You had that already?
I did. As soon as you sent us a photo, I
oh, yeah.
grabbed it on Friday.
What'd you feel about that?
Super
obviously,
stoked
I was gonna
on
say,
it.
Didn't
don't
you
it.
Send us a picture of that?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Someone else shared a can with me, so I didn't get to bring it.
Hoppier California.
Gotcha.
Yeah, so it's like a hoppy Kolsch with a... Is it mainly Strata in that one?
I know there's a good amount
wow.
of Strata. There might
yeah,
be something else.
Because it tasted Ooh. Super strawberry mm-hmm. to me.
Huh.
But that's out now too, and that's that was a good beer. This one's good, but that one was like.
And
nuts.
Alvarado did their own version too.
That's what my buddy Aaron and Heather told. They told me that they ordered the Alvarado version, so that when it comes down, they can do side by sides with it.
Yeah, well, probably.
Well, I was just gonna ask what the deal is with that. Like when two breweries have, you know, they combine or whatever, mm-hmm. and then they do both releases or whatever. I mean,
yeah. I'm thinking like we would get it at places like Vine and Vine, like Holiday Wine Cellar, like Bottlecraft. So I'm like,
yeah,
Bottlecraft
should have it.
I'm looking at Bottlecraft right now.
I don't know if they have it in yet.
And see, because that would be awesome if they did.
Because mm-hmm.
I definitely want that side by side as well.
That'd be cool.
Yeah, did you get to try that one yet?
Which They've one?
Got? The Pizza Port Alvarado collab.
No.
It's a strawberry, like a Strata Kolsch, and it is nuts good. Did you try that one yet?
No.
You haven't? It's good. I highly recommend it.
When did it come out?
Like last Friday or Saturday? Ooh, just yeah. like a couple days ago. Like 5 days ago.
I've been busy. That's my excuse.
Yeah. I haven't been able to get to a Pizza Port. I went to Holiday right down the road from my house to get these,
go.
Man.
I don't want to have to take a time out real quick. I'm going to let you read this because there's a lot on the side and I can't see what it says.
Yeah, there is a lot there.
It's a novel.
Hold on. Wait, where'd you pull this out from?
Jesse, he brought it out and showed it to me before we started recording. And I was like, whoa, that's a treat.
Yeah, what the heck?
Is that a cow or a cat?
It's a cow. This is Spotted Cow from New Glarus. So I had this for a show. Our friend Steve
Wait, this hooked is awesome. Us up.
And I figured Jason would like to try it.
Wait, Love this it. This is so cool. Yeah.
What's the cow jumping over?
It's jumping over the state of Wisconsin. So
Clever.
This is a beer you can only get there, and they don't yeah. distro it anywhere.
Yeah.
But it's available everywhere out there, right?
This
like
is
you
a
can get it anywhere.
I believe so. They just
beer.
Don't want it yeah. out of.
Yeah, they just don't send it out.
Yeah, they just don't want it to leave the state of Wisconsin mm-hmm.
yeah.
for some reason.
Okay, we have a friend, Ryan Wolt, who is from Wisconsin, and he has a friend who sends him these all the time.
Yeah.
And every once in a while, if I get lucky enough to meet up with him, and we haven't seen each other much during the whole COVID lockdown stuff, but when we have seen each other, if he has it, he's always super generous, and he'll throw a bottle over and let me try something that his friend sent him.
That's so cool.
It's super cool because he's from there, and it's like his favorite brewery. So
yeah,
he has like a constant trade coming into San Diego from
that's
his buddy.
Cool.
New Glarus, only in Wisconsin.
Yeah. It says it all over
it.
The can. Yeah, it's yeah. awesome.
Don't trade this, you idiot.
yeah, so How we had I told Cody, I was like, I figured Jason would probably want to try it just
yeah,
to
totally.
Say, check it off of the list.
Absolutely.
So
yeah. Thank you.
Our friend Steve, who's a firefighter, was out checking out in, they were in Appleton, Wisconsin, checking out their new fire rig that was being built out there.
Nice.
And when he was out there, I was like, oh, well, you got to try Spotted Cow. He's like,
wow.
I think I might try and bring some home. And I didn't know it was going to be in cans. And
yeah.
So we
How
lucked out.
How many cans did you
some.
Get? That is too easy. That is,
wow.
So drinkable.
He said he brought some home and just had to pass it out to the whole crew. Because
yeah,
I guess the whole, everyone who's there wasn't allowed to go out on the road trip.
Oh, right.
Obviously, you got to hold down the station a little mm-hmm. bit.
That is
so
good.
When
Thank you.
He got back, he's like, yeah, I got to pass some of these out. There's a whole story on the side. I don't know if we need to read it or not, but.
This has got a good story.
Let's see what we got.
Love the ombre can.
Does have that little like
that's so cool
yellow to
yeah.
orange. Huh?
I can see my breath. This is not comforting.
All right. Every drop of Wisconsin's original farmhouse ale is artisan brewed and bottled. It is a can yeah. by the hardworking employee owners of New Glarus Brewing Co. right here in Little New Glarus, Wisconsin. Spotted Cow adheres to the Rhein-Hitzkabot purity law using only four hand selected all natural ingredients: yeast, hops, water, and malted barley. We allow the yeast to remain in the bottle to enhance the fullness of flavor so it is naturally cloudy. Expect this ale to be fun, fruity, and satisfying. You know you're in Wisconsin when you see the Spotted Cow. And I don't
Do
know.
Do cows not normally have spots? Or
Yeah, that's a question of the night right there, huh? I don't see ABV
that?
On there, so whatever.
It's probably low.
Should we guess? Yeah. Four.
Let's see.
Oh, yeah, you're right.
4.3.
Maybe if it doesn't leave the state of Wisconsin, they don't need to put the ABV in.
Yeah,
that's so freaking good, though.
That is
yeah,
so good.
Yeah, this is a great beer. And Ryan gave a bottle to you that we mm-hmm. had on the show, and that's how I tried it originally.
Oh, yeah, yeah, okay. Yeah, he's the only time I've really ever had New Glarus, aside from right this second, was if Ryan is... handing one over. Dude, I don't think their website even says the ABV on this thing.
No, I don't see it either. But they say the food pairings and cheeses. You see
yeah.
that?
Yeah.
Oh. Well, what do we go with there?
Barbecue, grilled steak, jambalaya. It looks like it goes with everything. There's like
so
everything
hungry.
List on here. Cheeses, five-year cheddar, Avondale truckle, silver Lewis brick, smoked Gouda, and Havarti.
What's a Lewis brick?
Your guess is as good as mine
a
on that one.
A lot of cheese.
Sounds like that'll hurt yeah. coming out.
Yeah, right.
The brick. 4.8%.
4.8?
Yeah.
Is that
what
a guess?
What did you say? 4.8?
4.8 on Beer Advocate.
Oh, yeah.
That's what it says for ABV.
Yeah, I've only ever seen this in bottles myself as well. Never
Obviously,
seen it in
they're still transferring over their description because
yeah.
everything that you read kept saying bottle when we're
right.
having it in the 12
and
ounce.
Those
can.
Yeah, screw
those
it, put it
on.
Yeah.
yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, they ordered thousands of those.
somebody made a couple of word mistakes. Yeah. On that
no, they're
label.
Just like, screw it, put it on. People will buy it. What does it matter?
Yeah. That's cool. And then
someone's getting fired.
It's like a fingerprint. for the state of Wisconsin.
Yeah, I saw that. I thought that was pretty cool.
Unique. Yeah, that's really
that's
cool.
On their website, which is rad.
I wonder if it'll unlock an iPhone.
Right? Hold it up.
Yeah.
Come on. Come on.
So you guys are enjoying this one?
Yeah, super cool. Yeah. Great surprise.
That's what I told him. I was like, wow, that's a nice treat.
Yeah.
I don't typically get that kind of a treat. It's so easy to drink. It's
not a ISO whale beer.
For some people, I think it is, though.
I would say it is.
I think he showed up to a bottle share
with
this.
You're right. It's not as like hype or trendy or whatever.
Yes, that's what I mean.
The people that know, they're like, oh, yeah, I would love to have that beer.
There are people like Ian and Beth and people like them. If you showed up at a bottle share that they were at with this beer, they would be incredibly stoked.
Yeah.
You know, there are people that do love this beer.
I've had that beer, so yeah, I'm very happy to try it.
There might be some folks that if you go to their bottle share, they might be that stoked about it. I don't know. But I think beer fans know this brewery is going to be quality. It's going to be fun to drink.
For sure. Who cares what the caption says on the side of it?
Right.
Bottle or can.
This says bottle. I refuse to drink it. Until the description is correct, I'm out.
I'm out of here.
Well, since we're going through the beers so damn quick on this, do you want me to read a news story?
I'm down for a news story. What's in the news?
There's some cool... Is this the last one?
No, there's two.
Oh. Wait, after this there's two?
No, there's two total. There's this and one more.
Okay. Well, I'm going to read a news story anyway.
Do it.
Because we're at like 30 minutes. What are we going to end now?
Well, you do whatever you want.
News story. News story.
I can sing if you want.
Yeah, hit us with some tunes.
How those pipes looking?
Yeah. So some pretty big news going on right now. I think it was announced last week, unless I'm wrong. Maybe it was earlier this week. But some pretty big news. It was announced that Maui Brewing
has submitted
a bid to purchase the indebted brewery Modern Times. Whoa. It was announced earlier this year that Modern Times CEO announced that the insolvent brewery would be entering into a court-ordered sale. And it sounds as though Maui Brewing has not only shown interest, but also has actually submitted a formal bid.
Which I feel like we just need to talk about that real quick, that indebted brewery. Mm-hmm. Like, I mean...
Who would have ever thought, out of all the breweries in San Diego, the one that would be in trouble would be Modern Times.
I mean, that's wild.
Never
that's
saw that coming.
Like they were the ones with the license to print money.
I know, that's what I'm saying.
Crazy.
It's insane the way that things change. The CEO of Maui grew up in San Diego before moving to Hawaii to start Maui Brewing and said he thinks that this provides a huge opportunity for the Maui brands. If this does happen, Maui states they plan to continue the name of Modern Times, while brewing both brands in San Diego, not only to continue the Modern Times brand, but also supply more great beers from the Maui portfolio to the mainland. One person involved with the ongoing sale predicts this will result in a positive outcome for both parties. So what are your guys' thoughts? Maui possibly buying Modern Times. How do you feel about that?
Maui Times. Bring it on.
Maui Times.
I'm so ready for it. I'm so ready for it.
Hell yeah, dude.
My big question is distro. I mean, Stone, they were with Stone, right? So what's their bubble going to be now?
Yeah. So, I mean, there's already been such a... relationship with Garrett and Maui with Stone.
Okay.
Technically, it's, I think before I left, it was like no more, but I don't know if that was because of other reasons or whatever. So maybe it could come back or maybe they're going to focus on their own distribution or whatever. But I mean, I feel like what they have to do, and I think Maui should know this, is that they're technically going to rebuild a brand from the ground up.
Yeah.
Right? I mean, they're going to have to do so much to get that brand to be back to where it should be and where it was going.
I feel like a company like Maui, though, in my opinion, I feel like they have a lot of respect. So
they totally do.
I agree with you.
Garrett's,
that's a bold move, Cotton.
Yeah, totally is. But,
it's kind of getting more like what happened with Ballast Point.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. When they were bought out of Constellation, it was like, seems like they were able to get them up and running and looking like a respectable local brand again. And,
pretty quick.
Not a lot of time.
Yeah.
So.
But if Maui comes in and buys, like, I don't know if they're going to turn the Modern Times into, like, Maui brewing locations. They haven't really, I don't think it's got that far that we would know that.
Right.
But I was talking to someone over the weekend, and I'm like thinking, like, that place in Encinitas, if they, no disrespect to Modern Times, but if they were to, like, rip the Modern Times image out of that and sort of make it a Maui brewing image, it would still fit perfectly there at the beach.
Yeah.
Like
it would
fit
so
perfectly.
Stoked.
You know what I mean? That even one, like the Anaheim one would be fine. It's coastal California till technically, a little more inland. But if they were to brand those as Maui, I think it would work perfectly fine. I would totally go check it out as soon as possible.
I mean, you see a name like Maui and Encinitas or Anaheim, I mean, like, anyone from out of town is going to want to check it out.
People absolutely.
Will be, that's cool. Like, modern, don't get me wrong, Modern Times is a cool name, cool brewery, cool spot. But you see a place like Maui, and they know what they're doing at their locations in Hawaii. You know?
They totally do.
It's like, that would be a huge tourist attraction spot, too.
Well, imagine if you're, like, going for beer and food.
Yeah.
I've been to Maui in Hawaii. Beers were phenomenal. Food was outstanding.
Right.
The location was awesome. They had like cool live music going on and everything. And it was just a rad vibe. And I mean, again, no disrespect, but let's just be 100% honest here. If Maui were to take over those locations that have kitchens, I would probably eat there again. I'll be honest.
It's like pupus.
It's not something, Modern Times is not a place I go with the idea of food.
Yeah, the vegan aspect of Modern Times will probably be dropped pretty quick.
I imagine that goes out the window day one.
Yeah. If the first change we're going to do is...
Poke bowls.
Yeah.
We'll be on. Yeah.
Breakfast burritos with just meat.
Yeah.
Some spam musubi.
Yeah, exactly, dude. That's what I'm saying. There'd be some spam going on in there, some poke bowls, and I'm there for it. I'm there for it.
And it's not difficult on the beer side of things. I mean, I like what you're saying about what they could do with the locations, but just imagine stripping the beer portfolio back down to all the old originals or some just of the fan favorites beers. And that's what they roll with, not a bunch of monthly overpriced special release you know, stuff that everyone's complaining about.
Right. Yeah.
Agreed. I mean, I don't know what happened with them, but like, it used to be like, oh, the new special releases, and then people are just all over them. This one sucks compared to this.
Yeah.
I used to get texts from you, Mike, like when drops were happening. And you'd be like, oh, do you want anything else from Modern Times? Like, do this. And like, we don't talk about them anymore. Like, we don't, we weren't like, oh, yeah, what's the latest drop? We'd be like, okay. Like, maybe we'll get it at, you know, the local grocery store or whatever. But I remember, like, we would check out the drops. And
they used to have
the
special sales and be like, all right, well, do you want to share this one or share that one? And I would do the same with Ryan as well. And it's like, all of a sudden, it was like, I don't care about any of these. And it seemed like they were just getting bashed.
Yeah. This is a topic that I would love to sit down and talk to Ryan about, because I know that Modern Times location out in Encinitas was a place that he would go a lot. I don't know if he still does.
We were, like, one of the first couple people there. Yeah,
you and him would meet up there quite often.
You were customer one and two.
Yeah, right.
So I'm wondering what he would think about this. Like, is he stoked that Maui would take over that location if it happens?
I would imagine so.
I think he would be. Yeah. He also likes Hawaii too. So,
but I remember, like, speaking of those,
I hate Hawaii.
Yeah.
Speaking of those, like, special releases, I remember the last one I was stoked about from them was that Black IPA, and like everywhere you went, all of those special releases were sitting on the shelf. People weren't really buying them the way they used to.
They're just sitting.
Oh, those are like their monthly or whatever. I'm talking about like the overpriced ones that were like
special.
You know, log on and buy them here. And
but I just remember that
sit in line. And,
I just remember it was like Doom Patrol or something, and I was like, Black IPA. I want to buy that. You don't see those very often, and I couldn't find it anywhere. It was impossible to find. I would try to go to the location, gone. Never hit distro, couldn't get it. Yeah. So I'm like, what's the point of this beer then? If it's impossible, is it really selling out that fast, a Black IPA, really, in San Diego? I can't imagine that. You think so? You think people are buying it? I felt like it was just me that was like stoked about it, but apparently
Cody's
not.
Cody's there first in line,
they
only
made
in line.
One bottle.
Yeah. It's like if a brewery made like a special can release ESB, I'd be like, oh, I'm going to get up early and go get it. And most people would be like, screw that.
So this is a new one that I found.
Oh, yeah? You did?
I did. And it's called QR Code from the Hot
Is that
Con
really what
stuff.
It's called?
Yeah. So it's a rotational one.
I see the QR code on the front.
If you took a picture of the front of this, it would open up Safari on your iPhone.
Hopefully not Safari.
Huh?
I'm more of a Firefox type of guy.
Do you have Firefox on your phone?
No.
Can you download that on your phone?
Yeah, totally.
Oh, I'm going to do that tonight.
Chrome,
I'm like,
Firefox or Safari.
I'm a Firefox guy.
Oh, and you can sync it across all your devices.
Oh, sweet.
I'm surprised you didn't know that. So it's going to be rotational.
I just do what I do, man.
It just says green when you download the
LIVIN, dude. I'm living LIVIN.
The QR series.
QR series. Sorry. QR series, what did I say?
Yeah, dummy.
QR code.
Don't know.
I apologize.
Yeah, what's the matter with you?
All right. So the hops in this one are Cryocentennial, Cryocitra.
I know.
So I don't know if this is the first. I don't know if this is the first one that they've done. Okay. Yeah.
And it's cool because that QR code that Mike's talking about takes you to a video explaining the beer.
Oh, really? But that's awesome.
Yeah. I mean, it makes sense as far as like showcasing these newer blends of hops and format that they're in with the cryo aspect. But it's kind of what we know for the hop concept. You know, you walk into these, you know, port locations. You walk into Lost Abbey and you're like, okay, I could have some, you know, barrel-aged farmhouse Saison from Lost Abbey, or I could dive into something a little bit more hop-forward and grab something from the hop concept, you know, hop-focused. So I think it's a great idea. I think it's awesome. I think it makes sense.
I love this.
Yeah.
It is bitter, dude.
That's good.
Probably why I love it.
Yeah, Mike's all stoked. Biggest smile on his face tonight.
Notes of pine, freshly squeezed tangerine, hints of lemon peel. I weirdly get the lemon peel.
Oh, do you?
Yeah. Yeah.
I get it. I totally picked that up. It sort of lingers. There's like a bitter lemon on there.
Definitely sits there.
So for fact, this is the first release.
It totally is.
Yeah. Okay.
Of the QR code or?
Of the QR series. Okay.
QR series.
God, I mean, did you know?
Now everybody's messing it up.
I'm just going to go home.
Are you enjoying this one, though?
I am.
Because you said earlier your cryo isn't really your thing.
Let's just not say that anymore.
But so you like this
No,
one,
I do.
He's okay. A big cryo guy now. Yeah.
I'm going to cry.
Boys don't cry.
Now we got Cody singing.
Yeah. Oh, that's Jason's new hit, Boys Don't Cry.
Two people have sang tonight already.
That is a fantastic beer name, by the way.
Boys Don't Cry.
Yeah.
Hold on. I'm checking on Taft right now.
Can you hit Anthony up real quick?
Yeah, right?
Boys Don't Cry.
We've got the best idea. Yes, we've done some cryo beers.
I take it back.
But if it doesn't have Robert Smith's face on the can, it's useless.
Oh, I'm sure Mackenzie can make a killer can with that.
Right?
Oh, she kills it.
Yeah, she's the best.
I just typed in Boys Don't Cryo. Oh, Steel Wagon Beer Company. Boys Don't Cryo is an IPA.
Where are they? Wisconsin.
Mass. Marshfield, Mass.
No one's ever even heard of it. It's just a fake town.
Boys Don't Cry. Oh.
If you're not from Sandwich.
Yeah, right? If you're not from Sandwich, Mass, screw it. No, this is really good, but man, I don't know what it is about it, but it's tasting crazy bitter to me. Like, it's a blast.
I don't think it's overly bitter. It might just be, like, kind of what we've already enjoyed this evening. It's like,
well, we just came off
changing it up.
We came off the Spotted Cow.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And then jumping right into this is like it's a little bit of a palate blast.
No, I mean it's definitely leans more towards the more bitter IPA spectrum.
One, it's obviously
not overly done.
It's probably pretty fresh too, I imagine. If it's
what's the candidate?
They do the Best Buy whatever, and I think they always use like a 60 or 90 day window on it.
I think so too. Yeah.
Oh, 7% even. Okay. I didn't hear you say that.
I don't know if I did. I apologize. Sorry.
Damn it, Mike.
But it's got the cool looking hop concept and multiple green colors.
Oh, it totally does.
And just a QR code set right
there.
Yeah.
That's cool.
Have you guys been down to the church yet?
Ooh, no. The church is fun.
The church is cool. I went down there for opening day baseball. Yeah. That place is pretty hot, dude.
It's a cool spot.
It's a really cool spot.
Little Italy?
Right in East Village, like right outside the tailgate lot of Petco
Park.
Oh,
for real?
Yeah. Okay. If you park in the tailgate lot, I don't know how many people typically do that.
I'm not that bougie. So.
Yeah, I never do, but I was with some people that were like they were going to the tailgate lot. You just walk straight out and just up the little incline, and it's just right there.
Damn.
You could see Petco Park from it. It's cool.
That's cool.
And it's a really awesome spot. The patio's huge. They have tacos out there, a full kitchen on site. Beautiful location, too. Beautiful location. There's like games, like cornhole and different games out there.
I love games.
Yeah, there's games you could play, drink. Tommy Arthur was there bussing tables.
Awesome.
Which blew my mind. We were like, what are you doing busting tables? And he just straight up was like, hey, it's a work day. And he just kept walking.
It's a work day.
Yeah, he straight up said,
stop bothering me, man.
Yeah, he just straight up said, today's a work day. And he grabbed some glasses and walked away.
That's cool.
Yeah, it's a really, really cool spot. You got to go down there and check it out. You'd love it.
Nice.
Whenever the Giants are playing.
I have so much time for viewing sports games and other leisures.
Sports. Stop it. You can go down there and see a game. Just take a night off from this nonsense.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I try, and I get pushback.
Speaking of, we have a new sponsor this week. I didn't even tell you. This is a brand new surprise.
Tell them.
I wrote up this commercial. This week's episode brought to you by the San Francisco Giants, ladies and gentlemen.
I love Hosmer.
Yeah.
Hosmer.
Go ahead, make the slap joke.
Slap joke?
Oh, I thought you were going to make a slap joke.
Oh, no, I wasn't.
Oh, okay.
No, I'm actually on your side about the slap. I think I'm on your side about the slap. I think Tommy Pham's a scumbag. I'll just say that.
I mean,
I'll say it publicly. What do I care?
Who won?
I hate Jock Peterson. Yeah. I think I have to side on his. Like, wow.
Oh, you side with Tommy Pham?
No, no. Pham is a nutcase.
Yeah, he is. He's crazy.
I mean, he's been stabbed multiple times.
Outside of.
And
yeah.
The wrong clubs.
Right.
And always seems to enjoy, like, violence.
Well, he always
he
goes
slapped
to
slapped someone in the outfield this year and already threatened violence against some other team for something.
He threatened violence against Luke Voit on the Padres this year already. And then,
it was that. Yeah, yeah, the play at the plate.
The slide, yeah. And then, like Jason was saying, though, if you've been stabbed at a strip club once,
shame on you.
Maybe something bad happened.
Shit
maybe
happens.
You're wrong place, wrong time.
Yeah, totally.
If you've been stabbed at a strip club three times, you're the problem, my friend.
Something is going on.
Did you say three?
Yeah. I read he'd been stabbed three times at three different strip clubs.
Three separate incidents?
Yes. That's what I've read.
I mean, honestly, that's
all
kind of impressive.
Fault.
I didn't know we had that many strip clubs.
But I mean, at that point, it's like, okay, I need to change my behavior, right?
Or not. I mean,
just keep doing it.
Maybe that's his thing, like just getting stabbed outside of strip clubs.
Or
how
many people have different
news.
Strokes for different folks? Yeah. How many people have knives at strip clubs?
I mean, I don't.
I guess three, at least. I mean,
one night?
Are you going to the strip clubs that serve like the steak dinners? Because then everyone could possibly have a knife, technically.
I mean, maybe he's looking for a threesome, and you know, that's what he ended up with.
Rubbery steak.
Yeah. Rubbery steak.
He's not at Keno's, but
yeah, exactly. Hold on.
That's the thing is why are you playing games at the strip club? Just go to Keno's. You're gonna have a better time.
Yeah,
you get more stabbed food. For free.
And super cheap spaghetti specials.
That's and true. Meatloaf.
Yeah, and meatloaf specials.
To die for.
This week's episode sponsored by Captain Keno's.
Yeah,
I'm still trying to get that to happen, man.
Yeah, I know.
I would love for that to happen.
Have you?
Oh, let me read
photo
this.
Of your hats.
Let me read this news story. I forgot I had this one in my notes. I really want to see what you guys think of this. And then we'll close up with this beer.
Perfect one to end on.
So in some international beer news, you guys want to hear some international beer news?
Yes, please.
You want to go across the pond and hear some beer news from the international?
Do it.
Okay.
Jason's leaving. You got to hear this news, man. This is news you can use, bro.
No, go. You're good.
I'll just take a break. We'll take a break.
No, we can riff.
What are we going to riff about? I have nothing to say.
Just take a break. It's fine.
Yeah, we'll take a quick break, and then we'll come back.
Yeah.
So the international news story. I really want your guys' take on this, but I feel like we may have talked about something like this once in the past on the show. So if we have, maybe we've already said our feelings. Jason wasn't here for that one, so maybe he can just tell his feelings about it. But
yeah, put him on the hot seat.
I have a lot of feelings.
So in some international beer news, a brewery in Singapore has taken beer innovation to a higher level with the introduction of a new beer called New Brew. While they say it looks, smells, and tastes like a beer you would otherwise recognize, the beer is made using something called New Water. New Water is Singapore's brand of clean, high-quality water recycled from sewage waste and urine.
Yum. Sign me up.
They say 95% of New Brew is made up of new water, which is not only meets international standards of safe drinking water, but is also tested to ensure it's clean enough for brewing. The beer is also made using premium German malts and Citra and Calypso hops. So what are your guys' thoughts on that? New Brew. made with recycled water from sewage and urine.
I just can't take this seriously. Like,
Mike's checking his watch. What's the date today?
No, wait, I'm dead. I read about this on.
Was there a percentage of that it has to be considered drinkable water? Did I hear you say
95%?
95%, like no PP, no doo doo.
95% of the
water.
So
there could still be doo doo.
No. Well, so they're saying 95% of the water they're using for the beer is this new water. 5% is standard whatever water they typically use to brew.
Doo-doo water.
So 95% of it is recycled from sewage. And the article said from sewage waste and urine is how they put it. I took it directly from the article. I didn't change a word.
I would love to try that.
Yeah?
Yeah. Just to try it. I mean, why not?
Mm-hmm. Just to say that you did?
Yeah, I mean...
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't think the world is that out of water yet. Mike's
going hard pass. Yeah. I'll take my Pete Sport IPAs.
Yes.
What's that movie where the guy gets stuck in a rock and he's drinking his own urine?
The James Franco movie where he cuts his arm off?
31
days.
30 rocks under a day. Or
I don't know, but I know what movie you're talking about.
I mean, maybe he was onto something.
Maybe.
I would try it.
That would be a situation that you should drink that.
There was a guy on some there was a guy on some reality show the other day. I forget what we were watching, but I don't even remember how we came across it. But there was someone, his convictions were so strong about if you drink your own urine, it can like cure every disease in the world. And it was so
even COVID.
Yeah, that's why he brought it up. Because he's like, if you have COVID and you drink your own pee, it cures it like that. And this dude's convictions were so strong that me, like an idiot, I'm like, I started Googling, like, is it true? Like,
I thought you were going to say you started drinking your own pee.
Oh, no, I haven't gone that far yet.
Right then and there.
But I was like.
He's just in the research stage.
Yeah, I'm in the R&D stage at the moment. But I actually started Googling, like, is this guy onto something? Because he's like. I don't know, man. If this guy started a cult and came to my house, knocked on my door, I'd be in a van in 2 minutes. Like he was strong with his convictions.
How many shirts have you bought?
Well, so that's the whole
belief.
This
dude could sell, man.
That's the whole belief. If you get stung by a jellyfish, if you get stung by whatever, then you pee on it and it makes it better. It's just because of the warmth, you know.
Oh,
and that's like every kid, everyone believes that, but it's because of the warm water. You don't need pee. You don't need the urine.
So it's just the water. Well, yeah. I mean, heat. If you have like, if you do like a heat compress, it like pulls everything to the top. So that what you're saying makes sense.
A pee compress or heat compress?
Heat compress. Oh, okay. Like heat brings everything to the top. Like I get tattooed a lot, obviously.
And you pee on it after.
Yeah, I pee all over it. But no, if I get a tattoo on my arm, I soak my arm in like scalding hot water for like 10 minutes.
Okay.
Because it pulls excess ink out of the top and it heals better that way. So I know that heat brings things up. So, like, that was a trick that a tattoo artist told Tab and I. Like, when you get home, take the wrap off, put it under the hottest water you can stand, and then let it breathe all night, and all that excess ink will come to the top, and then it heals proper, and it stays, like, bright and fresh longer.
Wow.
So, what you're saying about the heat bringing, like, the toxins from a jellyfish makes sense, because it would bring it to the top.
Right.
I guess you don't necessarily need urine to do so.
Yeah.
Well, you could probably put a hot stinky doo-doo on there and do the same thing.
I mean, you take a shit on a new tattoo, I mean...
Oh, you might get a little infection on that one. I don't know. That one, I might not advocate that.
Open up the wounds.
Yeah, I may not advocate that one.
That is too good.
I do my best to not pee on my tattoos. Every once in a while, you get a splashback.
It happens. No. If you have a new Toto, I mean, it could happen.
It is, yeah. Know? There's very little water in Totos. There's a lot of splashback. If you have to mop your tile later, hey, you know.
Anyway.
It's vinyl.
It's life. Oh, it is? Yeah,
did you get a
better.
New tattoo? Or?
I did, yeah. On my foot.
Can I pee on it?
I would love for you to. I was hoping you'd ask.
Well, we actually did not use any urine or feces water in the brewing of this beer.
Yeah, let's get away from the pee pee poo poo talk and get on to normal.
We are having a probably like at this point 7 hour old West Coast IPA from Burgeon Beer Company.
I've never heard of them.
Postal Concepts.
So this is like one of the freshest beers any of us will have in a while. Probably.
Pretty fresh. Yeah.
Damn.
The beer does not come out until Friday, June 3rd, which is also Jason's birthday.
Hey now.
So this beer was brewed, of course, for Jason's birthday.
Thank you, Anthony.
Props to Anthony. It is a West Coast IPA with Nelson, Simcoe, Mosaic, Cryo, and El Dorado hops. Malt bill on this one is Two Row, Pilsner, Pale Wheat, and Flaked Rice. This is the newest release for this week.
That's a really
6.4%.
It's lethal.
Yeah.
And this is a very cool collaboration because it's not only just with a specific Pizza Port spot, it is with all the Pizza Port spots.
That's
so
rad.
Yeah.
And did you say that that might have been the first time they've done that?
That has never been done as far as like a collab with all the Pizza Port brew pubs.
And they did it for me. I mean,
and
thank you.
You're a special guy.
I'm at a loss of words.
I mean, for your 22nd birthday, it's pretty wild.
22 hop editions. 22.
Yeah, 22 hop editions for Jason's 22nd.
This is amazing.
Yeah, this is ridiculous. It's crazy good.
It shouldn't be allowed.
We have and a gorgeous looking can.
Yeah.
Yeah, Mackenzie nailed it again. Yeah. No shock there.
Back to the geometric patterns.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And then I had one question on something. I think it was a malt that you said. Come back to me. Flaked rice. Interesting. So what, do you know what that means?
Rice is usually used in adjunct beers like a light lager to kind of help out with a like sweeter
it
malt
adds
profile.
A sweetness that can dry the beer out a little bit.
Yeah.
And is it just flakes of that to make it not super sweet?
Sometimes
or?
There's stuff like flaked is going to be more attributing to the mouthfeel of the beer.
Oh, okay.
So sometimes you have like flaked rye or you have like flaked pill. It's like a milling process that can go through on some of the malts.
Oh, gotcha.
Yeah. And Anthony really likes to mess around with that, which is actually pretty cool where it's
that's sweet.
Okay, let's see how, you know, a hazy IPA does with, you know, Pilsner malt that will soften it up, or let's see how, you know, a double IPA West Coast style works with, you know, Two Row to add that higher alcohol content, whatever it is. But yeah, that's where it's like, I feel like I could just ask Anthony questions like every single day and be like, well, why'd you do this? Like, what's going on here? And it's like, okay, yeah, I'm taking notes.
So the flaked rice.
Like I'm starting my own brewing company.
Just to revisit that one. So the flaked rice, you're saying between Mike and Noah, it adds a little sweetness, but then it also dries it out a little bit, correct?
Because it totally
does.
Yeah.
This is dry as a bone, and it's awesome.
That's true.
It totally is. And I think, like we had asked off air, we were talking about it off air, where it's like when you look into a collaboration, right? Mm-hmm. Obviously, this malt bill, this hop bill, and the brewing process was given out to all the head brewers of each Pizza Port brew pub.
Yeah.
So, you know, you've got Shaner down in, you know, Pizza Port, Solana Beach, and he's won multiple awards. And San Clemente's won multiple awards. And Bressy Ranch, the main big facility, has won multiple awards, even recently at World Beer Cup. So it's like they all have their own reason for doing things the way that they do it.
Right.
So I think when this collaboration happens, it's like, it's a lot of kind of magicians in the pot and, you know, a lot of wizards in the pot or whatever you want to say, but something great came out for sure.
Absolutely.
Which I'm super stoked on.
The aroma in this to this beer is unbelievable.
It's insane.
Well, and for being 7 hours old, it's not green at all.
Mm-mm.
There's no green on this in any way.
Yeah.
If someone were to say this is too fresh, which I don't agree.
Yeah.
If this in by Friday in like 3 days when it's canned for a couple days and it's got its time to like rest a bit, it's just going to be even more explosive and incredible.
We're going to drink a lot of this beer on Friday.
Unfortunately. I apologize
unfortunately,
in
stop
for
it.
Anyone that I see on Friday.
No way, dude.
Cody's going to be there on Friday.
I will be there on Friday.
Better be there. This is...
Yeah, this is phenomenal. This is absolutely
amazing.
Incredible.
Jeez.
So these will be available this Friday. If you're listening now, these will be available at all locations.
June 3rd, baby.
Yeah, dropping all Birkin spots. I have heard that, of course, the beer will be going out to other distro spots.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if they're going to try and hit Pizza Port locations on the same Friday, because usually how we do it is just Birkin. Our releases are happening on Friday.
Mm-hmm.
And then by next week, which will be on Monday. The distroed spots will get it. But I've definitely heard because of Pizza Port's licensing,
they can have
this, they're able to have other people's beer on tap, and that's the plan, to have it at least one keg at each location.
That's super cool.
Well, that's awesome.
Yeah, so definitely check that out if you obviously can't come to Bergen. And if you want to get some cans, then we'll see cans go out to distro on next Monday. So that'll be what?
Love it.
The 6th?
Still fresh.
No?
Yeah,
6. 4, 5, 6. Yeah.
I've been noticing Bergen cans hitting distro at like places like Holiday and Vine and Vine even quicker than I feel like they did, you know, a year ago, 6 months ago.
Yeah.
It's happening. It seems to be happening quick.
Yeah.
Like people can get their hands on these beers.
Driving fast.
Yeah. Manny's now been brought on. Yeah. We've got three drivers now total.
It's great because you're getting that beer out to the public in a pretty quick turnaround.
Oh, totally.
As fresh as you can get it in a bottle shop, essentially, right? I mean, local, they're delivering it as quick as they possibly can. It makes sense. Like Mike, I think, was agreeing. Day one, you might as well just go to the brewery and get it.
Yeah.
Don't be lame.
Well, I will say this. The sales team was definitely upset with the Pratt household because they missed coming to his house for home deliveries.
Are you still doing home delivery?
Yeah, home delivery is still a thing for sure.
Oh. What?
Yeah.
I thought
you don't come
ended.
To my house.
You Damn. Never, you never order.
I thought, Mike, I thought that ended.
I thought that ended like Manny? A year and a half ago.
Yeah, me too.
They're just upset because you never order anymore because you come up to the locations, which is good.
Oh, well, why am I doing that?
Yeah, why are you leaving the house? You could stay in pajamas. You could stay on the new Toto.
Exactly.
You
don't have to
order from the Toto.
Yeah, Dylan was like, you know what? That was pretty good cutting like that. Dylan was like, yeah, I haven't been to Mike's house in a while. I was like, is he doing okay? Yeah, he's doing good. He just goes to the locations now, and then he tips.
I have a feeling an order will be being placed this week, though, if that's the case.
I mean, during that time, it makes sense to completely stay home. I mean, if anything, it'd be great to just have beer delivery being busy and things, but it's nice to get out and at least like drive up and just grab the beer.
Oh, totally. Get some fresh air.
And then you can have one at the place before you leave.
Then you have to talk to the Bergen employees.
That's true.
Joey's a little rough around the edges sometimes.
Oh, I love Joey. It's the other manager at the Carlsbad
location.
Yeah,
I was going to say, I don't go to that location up in Carlsbad.
I'd prefer to visit Joey. I mean,
yeah, exactly.
I was at the Carlsbad location last Saturday and a certain someone wasn't even working.
On it. Oh, I wonder where he was.
Was that
Johnny Hopkins?
No, that wasn't. Was it that weekend?
It was last Saturday. Not the one that just passed, the one before that.
Oh, yeah. I just graduated.
You're with Johnny Hopkins.
That's right,
I smoke with Johnny Hopkins.
Congratulations to Isaac, by the way. That's is he moving back home or is he staying out there?
He's too smart to move back here.
Dirtbag's in Barcelona right now.
Oh, he is?
After
so he's on
a week
little...
in Canada, and then now he's going to be there for, I think, 3 weeks in Europe.
But
must
then is
nice.
He coming home after that?
He will be home. Yeah.
Oh, very cool.
Yeah.
So your parents footed the bill for college, and now they got a 4-week Europe and Canada.
I was told when we saw him for graduation was that he paid for this Europe trip.
He's going to Amsterdam for the culture.
Yeah, right. The red light district is going to be super enlightening.
Yeah.
Oh boy.
Can't wait to check out.
That's probably a good spot to leave off for the night.
Great museums in Amsterdam, I heard about.
Yeah, right, exactly.
They're open 24/7.
Oh, I can't believe it.
Yeah.
Can't believe it.
All right, it's time to close. This is getting ridiculous.
We did real good.
But the new Coastal Concept out this Friday. Pick it up.
June 3rd.
June 3rd, Jason's birthday. Go to Carlsbad. You can see him.
Gang.
And if you don't buy him a beer, then your tab is going to just be, you're going to have to pay for everyone's beer, right?
Yeah,
that's the policy.
Yeah, I think it's on the bottom of the can, actually.
That's right.
It says that.
Buy him a beer or a 4-pack, or you have to buy a round for everybody.
Ipso facto.
That's the way it works.
It's the fine print.
That's right. You got to read the fine print. True. That's why we need Isaac home. He can tell us what we're signing.
That's right.
Gonna use that 2 weeks ago.
Yeah.
But Beer Night in San Diego's got to come to a close. Shorter episode this week, but we had a good time. You can follow us on Instagram and Twitter.
On the week.
That's right. Last week was great because we didn't record, wasn't it? We just had our own time.
Yeah, no, I just meant, what week is this so coming out?
I can't count anymore.
This one has to come out this week because Coastal Concept.
Yeah, that's sure. True. Okay.
It's so wild. We did six episodes tonight.
We're handcuffed by the Burgeon contract that we signed.
That's Do you want to tie me up or is that?
Yeah, what? Mike's going to tie you up. He's got a basement.
It is Mike's house, so it makes sense.
He's got a boiler room that you're going to love to see.
I do not.
Beer 9 Sandy is going to come to a close. You can follow us on Twitter and Instagram. Tom, who unfortunately wasn't here, at Hoptology, at Tomcast Podcast, and Amanda _ Vision. Mike at Pine of Hoppiness, at A Pine of Hoppiness. Noah at Stop Hop and Roll on Instagram and Twitter, and me at Beer Night and SD on Twitter and at Beer Night Sandy on Instagram. Thank you to everyone who supports us on Patreon. Thank you to Ron Kupka, Perfect Report Podcast, Casey Riley, Panic Button Tech Support, who says Temec.
Yeah.
Blake Zuleger, Jeanette Zuleger, Brian Broussard, Cyrus Balliot, Roger Smith, Fontana Jim, Bill Benzel, Bennett Bikes for Beer, Intelligence Podcast, Rock Out Scholarship Fund, Liza Hopsbauer, Alex Pena, Mike Sahagan, Evil Circle, Justin Temec Seleska, Christos and Beard Lion Brewing Company, Pride Brewing Company, Josh Pia Beer Stash, Carl Fiorico, Aspen Hill Chody, Andy Trejo, Paul Crow, Caesar Temec of Burgeon Beer, Jesus Sanchez, Vegas J, Angelo Bryan, Robert Bucket Hoops, and of course, the Four Brewers Podcast. Thank you guys for supporting the show. And Jason, thanks for sitting in with us again.
Oh, yeah. I love you guys. Thank you so much for having me.
I say again, but they're hearing this one first, and then they're going to hear that other one a week or so after
this
that.
This is my first time. You guys popped my cherry, so thank you.
We're ready to go.
So for Beer Night in San Diego, my name is Cody.
I'm Mike.
And I'm still not in Barcelona.
I guess I'll be Maddie.
There you go.
Shout out. I love you.
And Matt Holliday still isn't touched home, which means... I was going to say something bad, but I'm going to leave it at that. I'm going to let the people's imaginations run wild. Uh-oh. Bye for now.
Good night, beer fans.
Thank you for listening to 3BZine official podcast. Make sure to check out 3BZine.com and follow us on Twitter at 3BZine.